Thanks, Brad. Good morning. We report that progress has been made on getting the Willits 101 bypass ready for construction. Caltrans District 1 Director Charlie Fielder has signed the final environmental permit for the construction of a bypass around Willits on Highway 101. Caltrans officials will appear before the State Transportation Commission next month to request funding for the $200 million construction project. Checking in with SHN Consulting Arnie Herskovic, we learned that raising that $200 million could be challenging.
I believe the design is pretty well put together. The environmental process is, the environmental document was done with whatever measures that have to be adopted for mitigation. So now it's a matter of getting ready to bid. Now, that's a concern, though, because the money for this project has been earmarked over the last 8 to 10 years. That's 10 years ago.
The project aims to alleviate traffic congestion, but it will also play a role in environmental restoration for the Little Lake Valley. Fortuna police have been investigating a burglary at a gas station in the 800 block of Main Street. After viewing surveillance from a neighboring business, they were able to collect information about the suspect. Fortuna police officers observed two subjects engaged in suspicious behavior on Jenny Lane, and after attempting to connect with the two, both fled on foot as the officers chased them. Officers caught up to a 17-year-old and recognized him as a suspect from the gas station burglary. 17-year-old was arrested, booked into juvenile hall. The other subject, 18-year-old Dusty Moore, was currently out of jail on his own recognizance after being arrested for possession of a stolen vehicle. He was also arrested. Although he is not a suspect in the gas station burglary, Moore was booked into county jail on several charges. The city of Arcata wants motorists to slow down as city contractors repave Foster Avenue, going from Alliance Road to Western Avenue this week. The work will be done during the day from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's scheduled to begin tomorrow until complete. As long as the weather cooperates, be prepared for detours and workers on the street. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanlands is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Sequoia Park Zoo has announced its latest addition to its family of animals, a North American porcupine, who will inhabit an exhibit across from the flamingos. Dorsey the porcupine is a rescue and comes to the zoo from the Humboldt Wildlife Care Center, which nursed her back to health after she was hit by a car, and caretakers expect Dorsey's condition to improve, although she still has noticeable mobility issues. And despite popular demand, it's back. The Pun-Off, a benefit for Food for People, Friday, March 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Arcata Theater Lounge. Come watch the heavyweights square off in a contest of the lowest standards. The admission is $15, but they request you bring a can of food as well. Move your cans to the Arcata Theater Lounge on March 2nd for the Pun-Off, a benefit for Food for People. Where disappointment is guaranteed, your actual nausea may vary. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.